plate a potential nugget.
You touched upon Chhatrapati Shivaji, and I speak from the land of Chhatrapati Shivaji, right, in Mumbai. In the book, of the various virtues characteristics, one of the pieces that caught my attention was you speak about this notion of strategic patience, right? You describe the story of Shivaji and you say that while he was a great warrior, you know, the fact that he could be patient stood out. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point that you raise. And it's not just with Shivaji. You find this with all the leaders who've been truly great. They build large empires. They have known when to strike and when not to strike. And you find this with Shivaji consistently. He was a remarkable survivor. He knew when to fight the Mughals and when not to fight the Mughals. And there were times when he could quietly build an alliance with them and allow them to rule their part and him rule his own part. And even in the way he was, when he was patient, it wasn't this, he was just sitting and watching dance performances or anything like that. He was actually sitting and consolidating his administration. And Shivaji had this remarkable ability to build forts, make those forts self-sufficient and work at a very personal level with the farmers around those forts to build a connection and improve the agricultural productivity. And his ability came from constant travel in his country. So he knew the geography of his region so well. One is, of course, it helped him fight the battles with the Mughal and use guerrilla warfare techniques. But in the travel, he was able to build personal connections with each of those people and consolidate administration as well. So multiple lessons from this, Deepak. One is that you need that council of ministers. You need to have patience to know when to strike, when not to strike. Even when you're not striking, how are you consolidating? When you're not striking, are you sitting back and relaxing? Are you consolidating? Are you building personal rapport, not just with your farmers, but with your military people as well?
And any particular instance that comes to mind when it comes to Shivaji to bring this to life?
I think I don't know whether I can give you a specific instance. But if you look at the way after he fights the Bijapur forces, and he marches over to Konkan and Kolhapur. Panhala Fort capture, for example, is a good example of how he really focused on the patience with which he had worked himself up in the time when he was not fighting the Mughals, and he was able to capture the fort with this newfound connection with the army and with the farmers around the region.
To me, this is quite analogous to how companies think about scale and setting the house in order. What beats me is that very often companies need to slow down to take stock of the situation, put in place people, systems and processes, and consolidate that before they move forward. At some level, I would even say this applies to us as individuals as we go from phase to phase. Having a sabbatical or taking a break gives us an opportunity to consolidate, take stock before we march forward. Thank you for listening.